Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Rochelle Carrington. Rochelle, you are the founder of Emotional Blueprinting. You're found on the web at emotionalbp.com. I'm going to love this conversation, Rochelle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Very happy to be here. Thank you.
Before we get going talking about emotional blueprinting, I always love hearing what leaders geek out on, you know, when they're not at work, you know, the more trivial, the better. TVs, movies, TV shows, hobbies, games, that sort of thing. What have you been doing? What do you do when you're not at work that you're kind of a big fan of?
Well, I'm a big fan of interior design, anything home design related. And so Pinterest has become something that is a big distraction for me.
What do you get on
different pictures come in on design ideas and things like that. So I love
I was gonna ask, you know, what do you get on Pinterest that like maybe like Instagram or some of the other platforms don't really give?
Well, Pinterest just, they feed me different information and photos and ideas on anything design related. So right now, of course, Christmas is a big one, and it's just feeding all these different Christmas craft ideas and decorating ideas. And so, you know, I've got to kind of stay focused, make sure I don't look at my phone too much, because I can go down that rabbit hole for, you know, a good hour just looking at these incredibly beautiful photos and where to buy things and different ideas. So that's a big passion of mine.
Yeah. Aside from Christmas decor, you know, holiday specific, has there been anything that you've been inspired to, maybe a project in the home that you kind of got inspired to do and voila, and you did it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got a new home. We moved into a new house about a year ago. And so been the other reason why I've been in full on decorating mode. So we've had a lot of picking out wallpaper and paint and redoing fireplace walls and all sorts of different things. And so there's just so many great ideas out there, following different designers and seeing what they do. And, you know, it can become a little overwhelming sometimes because there's so much, but it's been a lot of fun to see a lot of our rooms go from basically a white box to, you know, something really beautiful and more inviting. So that's been a lot of fun.
I love that. You know, especially for those of us who do, you know, the vast majority of our work from home, it's really nice to live in a place where we've put some care into, rather than, as you say, you know, kind of that synthetic white box, which is, you know, I don't know that everybody necessarily wants to work in a laboratory look and feel. So it is really right. Nice. So here's a challenge. I'm just thinking of, like, you know, looking at the space, you know, inspired by, you know, your passion. You know, to our friend that's listening, you know, right now, take a look at the space that you work in and, you know, what are like 2 to 3 like homey touches that you can do to make it, you know, more of a comforting feel, because I know that that has a big impact, you know, just that presence of being, certainly not working in a cluttered space. I know I can speak for myself, makes a huge difference. Well, Rochelle, thank you so much for sharing that. Okay. So share with us the work that you do with Emotional Blueprinting. What is Emotional Blueprinting?
So we are working with CEOs and business owners and senior executives who have all the drive. They've got the ambition. They've got the skills. They've created a lot of success in their life, but they get to a point where they feel like they're stuck in second gear and they can't really figure out what is going on. And so what we do is We help them because they don't lack ambition. They don't lack strategy typically. But the thing that's going on is that they have got an underlying emotional pressure that has created a cap on their performance. So a lot of people would think of that like self-sabotage, where you do really well and then somehow it just feels harder. And then you climb, 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 and then somehow something sort of, pushes you backwards. And the way that people can sense that they have that is they start to feel a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. They go from being really strong, fast decision makers to really lacking clarity and focus, or somehow, all of a sudden they just don't feel as motivated, but they're generally very motivated people. So those are sort of the emotional pressures that happen with people. And that's what creates that feeling stuck. And so what we do is we help them to release that emotional pressure. That gets them back. It resets your nervous system. So it gets you back to a place of really working with alignment. So rather than having to push and grind and, work harder, 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 when you get your nervous system and your emotions in line, when you already have strategy, tactics, and the drive to do things, all of your success becomes much, much easier. And we see some amazing results with business owners and CEOs having gone through that.
Where is that coming from, Rochelle?
So your emotions are held in the nervous system of your body. And if you kind of think about it over time, through all of the experience of your life, think of your emotions as a big bucket, and you keep pouring water in over and over and over again. And there's a certain point in time in everybody's life where that bucket begins to overflow. That's when you start to feel stuck or unmotivated or lack that clarity. And those are some of the signs, or you're not sleeping at night. Those are symptoms that nervous system has become full. And so, all you got to do is you got to pull the drain on that. And that's what you do with emotional release, which is what we do with people. We can help them release those emotions, drain out that negative emotional imprint without going through past stories, talking about what happened as a kid, reliving any trauma or anything like that. And it can happen very, very quickly where people will feel instant, change. And when you're working with the nervous system and your subconscious, which is where all of your emotions are held, those changes are permanent. So it's not something that you have to go back and redo 2 years later. Once you release that emotion, that emotional trigger that a lot of people will talk about, I get triggered by someone or something, those things all go away.
And sometimes those can be so subconscious, right? And we don't even intellectually, we don't even know what's going on. All of a sudden, we're just feeling all of this sadness or anxiety over something. And it could have been just something that was boop, boop, and you don't even remember being exposed to it. But yet that set off a series of, maybe multi-hour sad or anxious feelings, which, again, been there, done that, experiences. I wanted to ask you about something because I just finished a book on a long car ride, which we were talking about before we before we hit record. But I listened to a book that had been recommended several times. I've heard guests talk about, even if you have a great relationship with your parents, because we're talking about this blueprinting that oftentimes, and I'm sure you'd agree, comes in our very formative ages, like when we're kids, and still, here we are in our 40s or 50s, and all of a sudden now we start thinking about this stuff. And I've got some ideas on why that's the case. But something that they shared in this book, the book is it's Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. And one thing he talks about is the healing myth, and it's this idea is that sometimes we feel like, we've got this, this open loop or something, like if there's unresolved trauma with our parents, and we're just kind of hoping that one day they're just going to wake up and apologize and make amends and all that sort of thing. Well, the author suggests that that's a myth because if they were going to do it, they likely would have done it already. Like people are not generally going to change who they are, and if they do, they're not certainly not going to do it overnight. So, for us to hope and wish that all of a sudden, someone who has wronged us is just going to show up and apologize, you can go ahead ahead and give that up. And when you give up that desire or that, you know, again, that fallacy or that hope that that's going to happen, that in and of itself is very liberating. I'd love your take on that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're absolutely right that these emotional blueprints get created under the age of 7. So
Wow.
it's the 0 to 7 imprint period. And the reason that happens is because the brain under the age of 7 has no critical factor yet. It is not developed. So anything that happens, your brain is just a massive sponge. So anything that happens under the age of 7 just becomes absolute truth to you. You just take it in, take it in, take it in. So if your teacher says you're not very good at math, you go, oh, I'm not good. Then you go home and, you know, your sibling is, you know, kind of messing with you and they go, oh, you're just stupid. You're just a little kid. You don't know anything. You're like, oh, there's another validation that I'm not very good. And we build these things without knowing it. It's not something conscious, but that builds your emotional blueprint. And so once you're over age 7, you're carrying that around with you. And that's why a lot of times we create, you know, we have these different triggers. Now, one of the other myths is that if I had a really great childhood, that I don't have any of that stuff. And that's an absolute myth. You don't have to have a hugely traumatic, horrible childhood to have an emotional blueprint that isn't helping you. So we create these things regardless of how we grow up. It's just different, right? If you've had a great kind of Leave It to Beaver childhood, showing my age there, or you've had a lot of trauma. If we are expecting other people to heal us, that is a myth as well. You are the only person that can do that. You heal yourself. No one else is going to do it for you, and it's not their responsibility to do it for you. You also need to realize that you are the only person that is in control of your own emotions. You choose them. If you choose to feel sad, angry, doubtful, judgmental, that is your choice. Nobody can make you feel something that you haven't said, okay, I'm going to take that feeling and I'm going to feel that. And so that's one of the first things, is for people to take responsibility for their own emotions. If you can choose to feel angry, you can also choose to feel content or peaceful or even happy. And so, you know, we work with our clients a lot to teach them some very, you know, very quick tactics to be able to go from those negative emotions to something more positive without not, you know, you've got to be able to feel the negative emotions. You don't become a robot. You're not going to become, you know, only positive feelings for the rest of your life, because we are humans. We're going to have all sorts of them. The question is, how long do you stay in the negative? How deep do you get into that? And how quickly can you get out of it? Do you make the choice to change that? That's a lot of what is really, you know, helping people to create better things in their lives, is they just learn to, we go down a little bit and then you pop back up. And that's just part of, you know, human life.
What an amazing superpower that would be if we could get, you know, improve that side of it, because we're always going to be exposed to stressors. We're always going to be exposed to negative and bad things and things that we wish wouldn't happen, but that's just life. And so, you know, it's our resilience, I think, as you share, or our, you know, that we're equipped with the tools so that we could take that thing and maybe not be down for the count for quite so long, that we can, you know, kind of work with that. So Rochelle, your website, emotionalbp.com, share with folks, you know, a little bit more tactically about how you work with people, how you equip them with that.
Yeah, so we've got a 4-step emotional blueprinting process. And the first part of that is to really understand what is the pattern that has created this subconscious ceiling. So what is that limiting belief? There's one that you created under the age of 7. So we help people to understand, not understand, to be able to figure out what that is. And then our job is to delete that. And we delete that over the course of an 8-week time period. So we figure out what the pattern is. Then we work with people on specific protocols to release the emotional charge. When you release the charge from all of these different past experiences without reliving them, without retelling them, they no longer have any impact on you. Then we reset the baseline, which basically means that we are helping people to install a clearer, cleaner emotional state. One that would be, you can think of the emotional state of a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old, not the emotional state of a, five, six, or seven-year-old. And then we help people to align their actions. And what happens is your behavior starts to shift naturally because your nervous system isn't fighting you anymore. And one of the things that we all need to remember that was discovered back in the 1990s by neuroscientists is emotion comes first, then a thought follows by about 350 milliseconds. Then you take an action and then you get a result. So if you want different results, you have to go back to the source, which is the emotion. It's not about mindset. It's not about how you think. It's not about reframing or journaling or positive affirmations. It is about release the negative emotions. That's the thing that started the whole chain reaction. Release that, you will get different results.
I cannot agree with you stronger, and this has been, I'd say, 2025 was probably one of the most transformative years of my life, because I finally understood that kind of that Jungian shadow work, shadow self. It's like that is where that programming lies. And again, having read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of books on personal development and stuff, it's like all the tools are there, but if the programming is broken, then it's like you're constantly, just throwing band-aids on stuff where there is a wound that just needs to be kind of reworked a little bit without, again, necessarily doing the trauma work, but it's just, kind of being able to understand that, incorporate that, and it's almost like connect the two hemispheres of your brain, right? Where you need to, allow your logical brain access to, some of those deeper held programming things that probably are no longer relevant, no longer helpful. And for goodness sakes, give yourself some grace. You were 5 years old when you developed that idea. It's time to rewrite that. Well, Rochelle, I know you also have an ebook, or for our friends that are listening, when they go to your website, emotionalbp.com, what would you recommend they do?
Well, you can download the free ebook, and you can also take a look at our process a little bit deeper and some of the neuroscience. Everything we do is based in neuroscience, quantum physics, and somatic psychology. So it's all science-based. And so they can look at some of that and how this process actually works. Because the process of emotional release is really where mindset was when it first came out about 20 years ago. And everybody, when it for mindset ideas first came out, everybody went, "Oh, that's weird. What is that? That's woo-woo. That sounds crazy." Well, now we go forward 20 years and everybody talks about mindset, which is a very logical process. That's where emotional release is, where mindset was 20 years ago, where it is becoming more well known. It still is in kind of its liftoff stage. And in the next 10 years, this is going to become the thing that people use for personal development and personal performance because it's faster, longer lasting than anything else, and it gets to the root cause. So if you want to find out more about that, you can check out the website or you can look me up on Substack. I've got a blog called Mindset Matters, and there's a lot of information and science and ways, things to do related to all of this as well.
We will have all of the links to our friend that's listening right now. Just open up your podcast app, go back there, click on the show notes or the information icon, click on the cover art. Just click, keep clicking on stuff until you find where we've got the direct links. Rochelle, to your website, emotionalbp.com, and your Substack. Rochelle Carrington, again, founder of Emotional Blueprinting, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.